For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo! Welcome back to another episode of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. Divisional round weekend recap show. Not great. Obviously, not great. I lost a shit ton of money. I'm talking a shit ton. A lot. Way more than I should have lost. But it happens, as gambling. Playoffs have not been good for me. But what a weekend of football. I mean, I think the unanimous feeling by everybody out there is that might have been the best weekend of football they've ever seen. Because all four games, every one of them, were awesome. Even if I lost my ass, went 1-3, even though it should have been 2-2. But we'll get into it. Let's just go in order. Let's knock these out. I'm not running from it, having a terrible playoffs. It is what it is. Okay. I hear the messages. People are like, Derek, you're choking in the playoffs. You're not wrong. Okay. I am choking, getting my ass beat, but I'm man enough to not try to put a spin zone on it. All right. I don't think it's fair. Okay. Because a lot of these messages, I didn't see you hollering at me when I was on a fucking 11-week winning streak. But hey, listen, life isn't fair. Okay. So you guys are fair. Chirp away. It's just been a bad start to the year as far as football-wise goes with everything that's happened with the Cowboys. And then my start to, 2-4 last week, 1-3 this week. I am fucked. I am so fucked. Playoffs are going to, no matter what, end in a losing record for me. But that's, what can you do? I'm just going to have to go super hard on the conference championship weekend and the Super Bowl. That way I can, my record won't be in the win zone, but my bankroll still will be, because I'm going to up my bet size, because I do feel good about these conference championship games. Obviously, we'll get into that here in a little bit. Let's recap these games. Let's go over all my losers. And first one was Bengals on the road taking on the Titans. Joe Burrow, he is that dude. I said he was that dude. I just didn't think that dude would already be in the AFC championship game. I didn't think the Titans would shit the bed the way they did. I didn't think that they were going to put a metal foot on Derrick Henry, and then Ryan Tannehill was going to throw three interceptions. Didn't see it. Thought they were the better team. Thought they were the better coached. But what I underestimated was that dude, Joe Burrow, and his ability not to lose football games. And that's what he did. He didn't throw any touchdowns. Didn't have, just like this four-touchdown Josh Allen performance. But he also didn't put them in harm's way. And he did enough and got them in positions and took advantage when he had the opportunity at the end of the game when Ryan Tannehill threw an interception and he got his team in a field goal position to kick a game-winning field goal and move on to the AFC title game. So all the credit in the world goes to Joe Burrow. Ryan Tannehill, you're a fucking loser. One seed. See ya. Tennessee knocked off. My pick was wrong, but the result of that wasn't bad. Happy for the Bengals. Happy for Bengal fans. Moving on. San Francisco, Green Bay. A lot of people forgot about these games because the Chiefs, Bills last night. But these other games did happen. San Francisco, Green Bay. I was on San Francisco +6. They win the game outright 13-10. After I watched that game back against the Cowboys, I realized San Francisco got some goons. My only worry was Jimmy G. Jimmy G, as long as he doesn't give the ball away, San Francisco is going to be okay. They're going to have a legit shot to beat the Rams. Now, he's not, go look at his stat line. A lot of people are, sucking Jimmy G off here. I mean, he just kind of didn't get in the way is what he didn't do, because San Francisco didn't score a touchdown. It was their special teams, the block punt, scoop and score, that scored a touchdown. They got two field goals, and San Francisco's defense somehow, after giving up an opening drive touchdown to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, shut them down. I put a lion's share of this loss. I know people want to go after Green Bay special teams. Fair and rightfully so. I mean, they got a field goal blocked. They had a punt block that led to a touchdown. And when San Francisco lined up to kick the game-winning field goal, Green Bay special teams only had 10 men on the field. So, yeah, the special teams deserve a lot of criticism. The lion's share of the blame, though, I have to put on Aaron Rodgers. You score 10 points as the number one seed in the divisional round game? Give me a fucking break, dude. Is there a bigger failure in sports history outside of the Green Bay Packers and what they've done with Aaron Rodgers' career in the 20 years, whatever he's been quarterback? I mean, unbelievable. What a choke job this franchise did. One Super Bowl appearance for a top five, possibly top three quarterback of all time. Of all time. To have one Super Bowl to show for that. Insane. So congratulations to the Green Bay Packers. 2 years in a row, number one seed in the NFC, and you don't make it to the Super Bowl. Kudos. Way to go. Moving on to Sunday's games. Rams at the Bucks. What a shit show this game was. I said last week, everything pointed you to the Rams. Everything. How could it not? The whole team, the way they were playing, you know, it was everything lined up Rams. I didn't run from that. My thought on betting-wise, I just couldn't bet on Matthew Stafford over Tom Brady. I just couldn't. And I still don't regret it. I really don't. Because I have won so much money over the years betting on Tom Brady. Tom Brady has been so solid to me. I felt like a man of honor, and I had to put my money with Brady. I had to. I had to show my respect. I had to show my appreciation. And hopefully, the gambling gods accept this as like some kind of sacrifice, where it's like I knew my bet was bad, but I had to place it because that was the honorable thing to do. And therefore, they reward me for the next week and the Super Bowl. That would be great. Please, gambling gods, I made the sacrifice. I made the honorable bet, and that was on Tom Brady. But obviously, that was the wrong side. At one point, Rams were up 27-3. I think most people know the story. Bucks, somehow, I still don't know. I have to go back and watch that game because I still don't understand. I watched the game live, but I still don't understand how the Bucks even got to the position to tie the game. Because a lot of people were bringing up the, you know, Atlanta Super Bowl, Atlanta versus Patriots when Atlanta was up 28-3. Obviously, this one was way different to me. One, because, you know, the other side from Tom Brady won the game. The Rams won the game. Of course, duh, that's your first thing. Another thing that was way different to me was it never felt like that game because it always felt like the Bucks, when they, all right, the Bucks have to get it going. They never did. They would turn the ball over. You know, they would kick a field goal in spots where they should have went for it. They turn the ball over on downs. It just, in the Atlanta game, when the Patriots and Tom Brady had to have it, they didn't miss a play. Didn't miss a play. In the Bucks-Rams game, the Bucks missed every play. I still don't know how they were tied up 27, but credit to Stafford, you know, because he was literally the reason why I bet on the Bucks was because the Rams have Stafford, and he just got his first playoff win. So I was like, can't do it. Can't bet on you over Brady. Just can't do it. Credit to him, though. 42 seconds left. The Bucks score, tie it up, 27 all. They kick off. Rams get the ball in 25. First play. They have one timeout. First play, Stafford gets sacked. And I think he even might have fumbled the ball, but recovered his own fumble. He gets sacked. The Rams have to use their only timeout that they have. And Sean McVay, the dude, was like, listen, we need to win this game now because the Bucs have all the momentum. We need to shut it down. And they nutted up. And eventually the Bucs brought the house. Stafford threw it up, down the field, cup catch it, Tampa Bay 12. They get up there, spike the ball, Rams kick a field goal, and they're going to the NFC Championship game. Unbelievable. Got to give credit where credit is due. And I thought when the Bucks tied it up at 27, I said, oh, here's Stafford. Here's that little bitch coming out to choke. He ain't going to be able to beat. Too much pressure from Tom Brady. But no, Stafford nutted up, and they got the win. credit to them and congratulations. So Rams taking on the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. That should be fun. Last game. I recorded a podcast last night, right? And I went ahead and recorded it, and I assumed the Bills were going to win. But I thought this was going to be, you know, we had three insane games all weekend, right? No way the fourth was going to be the best one out of all of them. And sure as shit it was. The last 2 minutes, I mean, I was on the Bills. I feel like the Bills were absolutely the right side in that game. Credit to the Chiefs. Credit to the Chiefs offensive line. Because that's what really won the game, was the fact that the Bills could not get any pressure on Patrick Mahomes. None. And they weren't really trying to. They were trying just to send four. And I understand if that's how your defense is built. You send four, you send four, you send four. But when you're consistently getting zero pressure, you have to blitz. Especially with what Patrick Mahomes has done under pressure this year, where he has put the ball in harm's way so many times because of pressure and trying to do too much. And you never even forced him into that. That part is such a mistake, in my opinion. Such a mistake. Obviously, hindsight, you know, it's easy to say that. During the game, though, I mean, it was so obvious. And I know they're watching. You had to think at some point, you have to get pressure on Mahomes. And I mean, they were getting zero. Zero. The Chiefs' offensive line was, they played perfect football. Everybody talks about Josh Allen playing perfect football, which he did. And what he did at the end of that game is fucking amazing. And I should have got paid off in that game. I really should have. And the Bills definitely should be playing in the AFC title game. It is complete fucking robbery that Josh Allen scores a touchdown and they take a 3-point lead with 13 seconds left in the game and they are waking up today losers. That is insane. The Bills defense and the Bills coaching staff has to be so fucking embarrassed. They have to be. People are putting on Mahomes' greatness and all this stuff. That's fine. You know, credit, like, they were the winners. But, man, if you're a Bills fan, you have to be completely disgusted with the fact that you let your shot to go to host the AFC title game, you let that shot slip away because you couldn't maintain a 3-point lead with 13 seconds left in the game, and you were kicking off. It wasn't like the Chiefs had the ball in your part of the... You were kicking the fuck off with 13 seconds and a 3-point lead, and you lose the game. You lose the game. Fuck. That one pisses me off because out of all the games, the one I felt most confident in was the Bills. It's what I placed my biggest wager on. And the fact that I lost in those circumstances when Josh Allen played fucking unbelievable is sick. Gambling is sick. I absolutely should have won that game. 100%. Now, I know people are complaining about the overtime rules. I don't mind the overtime rules. I really don't. I think, listen, if they've already modified it to where if you get the ball first, and as a defense, if you can hold them to a field goal, you will then get the ball and have your chance to win the game. If they win the toss and they go down and score a touchdown on your ass, end of game. I got no problem with that. If you give up a touchdown on the first drive of overtime, you don't deserve to win. You deserve to lose. That's how it is. I actually don't want them to change overtime at all. I really don't. Like, get them... Plus, like, injuries become a factor, the length of the game. I mean, people are wanting everybody to touch the ball. Fuck that. You need a whole team to win, and part of that team is defense. And defense needs to nut up in overtime and at least keep them out of it, the end zone. Hold them to a field goal. Be men. I mean, but the Bills did not. After the Bills let the Chiefs tie the game when they were up with 13 seconds left, the Bills didn't deserve to win that game. The fact that you let them tie the game with 13 seconds left will never not... That will be the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. Ever. And it'll haunt me forever. As the losses do. You rarely remember your victories. You always remember your just bad beats. I don't care what anybody says. My Bills loss in that game was a bad beat. I was on the right side. The Bills were the better team. They did everything to win. Their offense was the better offense. Both defenses sucked. And you just got to, the Chiefs got to tip their cap to the Buffalo Bills defense and tell them thank you. And their coaching staff for just being fucking complete imbeciles. Why you don't squib kick that and give them the ball with 9 seconds left. Another thing, just ridiculous. Cannot believe the Buffalo Bills gave that game away. I'm just sad for Josh Allen because that was one of the all-time quarterback performances that nobody will remember because it resulted in a loss. Crazy. All right, well, that's going to do it for me. Divisional round over. I went 1-3. I'm having a horrible playoffs. I said going into it this week, I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, like, I just wasn't seeing it. I'm not. And when you're not, you're not. When you're cold, you're cold. That's what I am right now. I'm going to keep fighting, though, because I'm not a pussy. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep, I'm going to load up again for next weekend, baby. If you think I'm not going hard next weekend on my bets, you're insane. I might go 10 times as hard. But I have a good feeling about next weekend's games. I feel like I learned so much this weekend that, you know, conference championship weekend should be a breeze. We should get dubs in both those games and the Super Bowl now because of what we learned this weekend. I hope you guys have a great week. Gamble responsibly, all that bullshit. Check back in with me Friday, and we'll see who we're betting on this weekend for the conference championship game, okay? Appreciate the support. Shout out to you guys. I'll be back Friday.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.